This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. housing market got some okay news this week. Existing home sales rebounded in February after a slump earlier in the winter. Data on new home sales out tomorrow are also expected to edge higher. And it's now spring, which is the big season to sell and buy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
It's a great time to sell a home in many markets. Prices rising strongly, bidding wars as soon as a property hits the market, which can make it tough for anyone looking to buy for the first time. Like Lily Rigg Glenn, a personal trainer in Portland, Oregon, who's been house hunting for years.
To try to find a place where I can actually not only feel safe and comfortable, but also start to build some financial security and stop throwing away my own money on rent.
But the market isn't meeting demand from all those frustrated renters, says economist David Burson at Nationwide Insurance.
There's a significant lack of supply, both of existing and new homes on the market.
Let's tackle new home construction first. Here's David Blitzer at S&P Dow Jones.
Back in 2005, we were building houses like crazy, probably 2.5 times the current rate.
Now, he says, builders can't find enough cheap land or skilled workers. They've been building fewer, more expensive homes because that's where the profit is. Meanwhile, the supply of existing homes keeps shrinking.
People don't want to put their house in the market because they're afraid they won't be able to find another house to move into.
When people stay put, it pushes prices higher for the limited number of homes that do go up for sale. In Portland, Lily Rigg Glenn and her wife, an electrician, found that the only homes they could afford were older fixers.
Hey!
They just closed on a 3-bedroom, 1-bath.
Welcome to my spacious kitchen.
Full of painting supplies.
Full of cleaning supplies and empty beer bottles.
They paid a little under $300,000 in a neighborhood of modest homes on the outskirts of town. Glenn says she loves her new home's vintage charm, but it needs a lot of work.
Our realtor said it was the worst inspection report she's ever had.
Still, they offered over the asking price in a bidding war. Nationwide, home prices are rising about 6% a year, more than twice as fast as incomes. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.